नमो ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनति नामिनी नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच फॉर ज्वाइनिंग टुडे सेशन and I really apologize, I had to cancel last class some last minute emergencies, you know, I was in Chowpatty and I had a last minute meeting with someone, so I had to cancel it. I apologize for the last minute mess up. So we were discussing from the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, is Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary of Bhagavad Gita we have been discussing, and in that we were discussing this verse, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunyo Bhava Arjuna Nirdvandvo Nitya Sattvasto Niryoga Kshemam Atmavan, where we are discussing this section on Buddhi Yoga. So Buddhi Yoga we saw is of two types, one is Bhakti Yoga, another is Nishkama Karga. So this verse is talking about Bhakti Yoga, where it is mentioned that you know, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna. My dear Arjuna, the Vedas mostly speak about subject matter which is within the three modes. You have to transcend the three modes. So essentially, sir, to transcend the three modes means to practice bhakti. So there was a long discussion about how only practitioners of bhakti are beyond three modes. And then in response to Vahini Mataji's question, we were discussing, we had this long four session discussion and understanding about how devotees are beyond three modes and in what sense they are not beyond three modes and in what sense they are beyond three modes, like that. And then in the next verse, we started discussing on this theme where Krishna says, यावान अर्थ उदपाने सर्वतः संप्लुतोदके तावान सर्वेषु वेदेषु ब्राह्मणस्य विजानतः। सो ही सेज व्हाटएवर पर्पस इज अकम्प्लिश्ड बाय मेनी मेनी वेल्स आर फुलफिल्ड बाय अ लार्ज बॉडी ऑफ वर्क। सो वी सॉ दैट इन द प्रीवियस एजेस देयर यूज्ड टू बी अ वेल फॉर bathing, a well for washing clothes, a well for cleaning oneself after responding to nature's call, like that. But because well is a stagnant water generally, even though there is replenishment of that water from the underground, but still it is considered to be stagnant water only. So it is bound to get contaminated. So if someone you know, corresponds to nature's call, then touches that water in that, then that in the strict orthodox houses, they will not use that well for, you know, cooking purposes, that well water for cooking purposes, because they use it for cooking bhoga for the lordships. So that is not considered to be poor. So but if there is a larger body of water, like a lake or a river, it is not exactly stagnant water. The mere volume of that water, you know, there is one verse in Bhagavatam where it is meant that, you know, water is purified by something like quantity or something like that. When there is a huge body of water, there is no question of it getting contaminated in any way. So, like if someone and responds to nature's call and takes bath in that water is not to be contaminated. If it is a huge body of water, especially if it's a running source of water, like a river. So, he says that all the purposes, just like the purposes of multiple wells are filled by a large body of water, similarly, tavan sarveshu vedeshu, All results of all types of worship mentioned in the Vedas are fulfilled by knowing and worshipping one Supreme Lord, Brahmanasya Vijanatah. Okay, so we saw that Yata Taror Mula Nishechanena Tripyanti Tatskanda Bujopashaka Pranopahara Chaitendriyanam Tateva Sarvarhanam Achitejya. Just as by watering the root of a tree, all the branches and leaves and flowers and fruits, everything get their water and nourishment. In the same way, one who worships the Supreme Lord, all the other worship is accomplished. So, in this way, we were reading Srila Vishnachakra commentary to this verse, where he said that whether Bhakti Yoga, you perform it with Anyabhilashita Shunya, or Anya Abhilasha. If you have other desires to fulfill the practice of Bhakti Yoga, or if you have no desires to fulfill, if you are doing it only for the pleasure of Krishna, still you can say that it is, you know, there is no loss. If you perform yoga, there is no loss. And then he gives some proofs for that. And then he mentions that, he explains this verse. And then he says that the outstanding quality of lake or river water is that it is sweet in taste, whereas the well water is not very tasty. So even though you have multiple wells to fulfill multiple purposes, but that well water is not very tasty. But a single river water can fulfill all that purpose and still it is tasty. So therefore, by practice of bhakti, everything is accomplished. So one who practices bhakti need not perform the activities of karma. So he who knows the Vedas is called a Brahmana. But one who knows the actual import of the Vedas, which is bhakti, he is Brahmanasya Vijanatah. Vijanatah means Visheshato Janatah. He is the special knower of the Vedas. So the special knower of the Vedas means he does not just know the verses of the Vedas, he knows the actual import of the Vedas. So Brahmanasya Vijanatah. So in the second canto of Bhagavatam, there is mention of people with different desires worshipping different demigods. But then finally it is mentioned, Akama Sarvamova Mokshakama Udaradihi Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purusham Param. Whether one has no desires, all desires or desire for liberation, if he is intelligent, he will worship the Supreme Lord. So in this context, we had a long discussion last week about practicing devotees having no need to perform the karmakandiya, prayastha and all that. And even we had a long discussion about samskaras. You know, we were discussing how the samskaras are actually not mandatory for the samskaras as it is practiced by the people who are qualified for karma. As it is, we need practice. Actually, in reality, just our practice of Shravanam Kirtanam is sufficient. But because we have to live in a society, and people of the society may feel that these people do not follow the regular things, and it may unnecessarily create some doubts in their heart. For that purpose, there are devotional adaptations of some of these samskaras. Like we saw the example of Garbhadana samskara. So the actual Garbhadana samskar we discussed last week is to completely fix the false ego of the living entity. All these samskaras are to fix the false ego of the living entity. Because the path of karma is that first false ego is fixed and then the false ego is transcended. Okay. So when the false ego is fixed, when see all these are say you are a Brahmana, you are a Kshatriya, you are a Vaishya, you are a Shudra, they reinforce this false designation. And when this false designation is reinforced, then along with the designation comes the duties. So he will ask the Shastras, okay, what is my duty as a Kshatriya? What is my duty as a Brahmana? What is my duty as a Vaishya? What is my duty as a Shudra? So then they will give lot of duties. And the duties are designed in such a way that naturally by continuously performing these duties in a detached way, the heart becomes purified and one then transcends the false ego, false designation. So then he becomes qualified for Jnana. And when he becomes qualified for Jnana, he can give up all these Varnashram duties and actually he can sit and focus on Brahmanization. And once he realizes Brahman, then he can attain liberation like that. This is how it is designed. So this is the regular step-by-step process. But in the practice of Bhakti Yoga, if Brahmande Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Bhakti Lata Beech, if somehow or other by good fortune one receives the seed of Bhakti within one's heart, then by receiving the seed of Bhakti, what he is receiving is actually the true ego. Jivera Swarubhoi Krishnera Nityadas Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Dasa Dasanudas. So he receives the true ego, and the activities of devotional service reinforce that true ego. Yes, you are a servant of Krishna. Yes, you are a servant of Krishna. Yes, you are a servant of your guru. You are a servant of the Vaishnavas. You have to serve them. So the activities of Bhakti Yoga reinforce the true ego. So therefore, the samskaras which are suggest for the people with karma nishtha cannot be accepted as it is. Because those samskaras reinforce the false ego. So while the practice of bhakti will reinforce the true ego, you cannot parallelly perform activities which reinforce the false ego. Therefore, Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami in his Sakriya Saradipika, he has given some devotional adaptations of these samskaras especially for those people who are living in a family, whose family members may unnecessarily get bewildered if the devotees do not follow the samskaras. But in actuality, for one who is practicing the limbs of pure devotional service, separate practice of samskaras are not necessary. But to pacify other family members and society members, one can practice. For example, you know, for a person, generally people are in the platform of karma nishtha only. They have qualification for karma. And for those who are qualified for karma, the way they show gratitude to their forefathers is through performance of shraddha, tarpana, like that. So these are the means by which one expresses their gratitude to forefathers. Okay. But as practitioners of devotional service, we understand that the best way I can express my gratitude to my forefathers is by very nicely practicing Krishna consciousness. Automatically, when the root is watered, the results go to the forefathers. This is our understanding. This is what our acharyas have taught. But in a society in which the only means by which you show, well, the only means that they know that of expressing gratitude to the forefathers through this tarpana and shraddha, when they see that the devotees are not doing it, then what happens? They see that devotees are very ungrateful people. They may see in that way. And in this way, they may lose faith in devotional service. So therefore, just so that people do not think that devotees are ungrateful people, therefore we may perform some devotional adaptation of the Shraddha ceremonies where we offer Vishnu Prasad to the forefathers. Okay. Even though it is not an absolutely essential activity, at least in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So these are the things which we have to understand. So what is actually recommended for our devotional progress and what actually we may have to do to keep the society peaceful. So this we have to understand. So for those activities which we have to perform for our devotional progress, we have to perform it with great attachment. And for those activities which we may have to do to pacify the society people, we have to perform with great detachment. This is the teaching of our acharyas. And in this context, actually, we had a kind of discussion where Loknath Prabhu was, I think, there were a lot of discussion points. I think the last one that I remember is Loknath Prabhu was mentioning that it looks like, you know, these kind of only devotional service is sufficient and there is no need for performing anything else or is just, it looks like it started only from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Before that, it was not there. And it was a new introduction. This is not the Vedic recommendation. So, yeah, I mean, this was the point I think Loknath Prabhu raised. And I was telling that for whatever is the recommendation, there is complete Shastric proof that is given by all our acharyas in the letters. So what we need to do is first go through all the Shastric proofs and then tell, okay, these proofs are insufficient and they are not very convincing. Then we can definitely have a discussion. So otherwise we may think that our acharyas have just whimsically told, don't do this. For every single thing that our acharyas have prescribed, there is a Shastric basis for it and they have given unlimited explanations for it. Okay. So, Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipunau Sadharma Samstapakau Lokanam Hitakarinau Tribhuvane Manyo Sharanyakarau. It is mentioned about our acharyas. Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipunau. They are complete experts in perfectly understanding the essence of all the scriptures. Saddharma samsthapakav. But they used it to establish the saddharma, the complete dharma of bhakti. You know, the perfect dharma of bhakti. So, I mean, even now, Yampa Goswami's writings are so vast that even today in Banaras Hindu University, there is a separate department which is dedicated to studying the writings of Srila Jiva Goswami alone. That is how much prolific he was. Unlimited works that he has written. So there is no shortage of proofs, Shastric proofs, not what he has written only. Shastric proofs for whatever is recommendation of our acharyas. But if we still think that no, these acharyas have introduced something of their own, and this which is not Vedic, then in one sense, we are free to choose our role models. We are free to choose our sampradaya. You know, if you think that this sampradaya, or if anyone thinks that this sampradaya is not bona fide, you know, they are not recommending something which is according to the Vedic scriptures, they are recommending something very much whimsical, then, you know, Krishna is most Krishna supports giving the free will to every single living entity. So if someone thinks that no, I will not practice this path, then most welcome to choose your path. You know, whichever sampradaya you feel is teaching the conclusion of the shastras in a perfect way, you are free to choose that sampradaya and follow that sampradaya. But the point is, if you are already connected to a sampradaya, before leaving it, just ensure that you read the essential writings of the sampradaya and see for yourself if sufficient proofs are there, shastric proofs are there for what they are suggesting. Without that, don't leave, because anyway you're already connected to a sampradaya. Just that you have your own doubt, and doubting is a sign of intelligence. It's very good. But the result of that doubt is fruitful when that doubt pushes you to find out what is the reality. So therefore it should push us and inspire us to find out what is actual reality, and we should do a thorough research to find out whether my doubt is valid or not. So if we have that doubt, then we should aggressively start studying the writings of our acharyas and see for ourselves if there is sufficient truth to my doubts or not. If there is sufficient substantiation for whatever is being suggested by acharyas or not. But before we do that, we should not come to a conclusion. This is my point. Any quick comments, discussion points, questions, anything anyone would like to share, ask, add? Yes, Lokanath Prabhu.
Prabhu, I have not read those books, Acharya books, which have, they are quoting from which scripture that Vaishnavas don't need to perform this samskaras. But I was just thinking of examples that I know, including Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict in performing Varnashrama. And it appears to me that some places he gave Varnashrama more more important than even being a Vaishnava. For example, when he treated King Pratap Rudra as well and Nawab Hussain Shah on same platform, he accepted that they, because they are kings, they cannot be I cannot come in contact with them. Whereas our understanding of a devotee is that a devotee should adjust according to time, place and circumstances so that he can preach. So, and then regarding his famous pastime of performing this thing, his pindadan of his father in Gaya. So, and then I was previously talking about the other whosoever devotees we know from Purana, that they all performed the routine way, including when Krishna's Namkaran Sanskar was performed or Jaya Sanskar was performed. They were performed as per, because he was Vaishya, and that way it was performed. That is what they understood in Vrindavan. And then when Garmuni came, accordingly he performed. So I don't know of any example that there were separate samskaras for Vaishnava. That I, from example I'm saying, but quotations I don't know. So that was my doubt.
Okay. So now, 5,000 years back, what exactly performed and how exactly it was performed, how do we know, Prabhu?
The examples from scripture, like if you read Ramayana, Mahabharata, any
now, scripture. Okay, now my question.
Separate sanskaras for Vaishnava, I don't know of whatever I've read, that's the separate sanskaras for Vaishnava.
Okay, now.
Even including Lord himself, whenever Lord comes, he whatever Varnasham he is part of, he accepts that, those sanskaras.
Nay, Prabhu, the point is, now we have to understand that Varnashram duties are meant for whom? Can you think of some verses from Bhagavad Gita where it is mentioned, or Bhagavatam, it is mentioned who should perform Varnashram duties and who should not? Because you are actually, Prabhuji, aap kya bol rahe hain? You are observing something which is given in the Shastras. See, first thing is, even Shastras we have to understand through the explanations of the Acharyas only.
Can you give an counter argument? Can you give an explanation that why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his sannyas duty very strictly? And can you give some example of the thing that some people apart from these 500 from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that they didn't follow the Varnashram?
Okay. Nahin. अभी मैं
डिफरेंट संस्कार और नहीं सी लाइक माधवेंद्रपुरी एटसेट्रा वन हु इज ट्रांसेंडेंटल दैट आई अंडरस्टैंड वन हु डजंट इवन आस्क फॉर फूड फॉर देम ऑफ कोर्स ही इज नॉट सपोज टू परफॉर्म एनी ऑफ हिज वर्णाश्रम और संस्कार बट फॉर ए पर्सन हु इज लिविंग इन सोसाइटी हु इज फॉलोइंग ऑल द रूल्स ऑफ द स्टेट ऑल द रूल्स ऑफ द वट एवर ही इज देयर ऑफ हिज प्रोफेशन फॉर हिम जस्ट नॉट परफॉर्मिंग द स्क्रिप्चुरल इंजंक्शंस रिगार्डिंग संस्कार देन this thing and performing everything else that appears
मैं एक चीज पूछता हूँ आपको
yeah
what will you accept as proof that is my question to you
yeah example now, example of
एक चीज मैं बताता हूँ अगर आचार्यों का explanation तो वो आपको acceptable proof है कि नहीं है वो मैं पूछ रहा हूँ
no their lives of no. like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu following can you give example of
नहीं correct see lives को भी
yeah
वो what are the actions which are meant teach and what are the activities which are what is the what is an action which is meant to teach devotees and what is an action which is meant to teach something else so if you are see Prabhuji if we are not between the actions of an acharya and teachings of an acharya which you should accept Prabhuji you tell me
so acharya means one who teaches by example no so if his life is a teaching
तो मतलब आपके हिसाब से अगर इफ हिज टीचिंग इज समथिंग एंड इफ हिज एक्शन इज समथिंग एल्स देन यू कैनॉट एक्सेप्ट हिज कैनॉट एक्सेप्ट हिम एज एन आचार्य
रिगार्डिंग वर्णाश्रम एंड दिस थिंग आई डोंट नो स्पेसिफिक इंस्ट्रक्शंस वर्णाश्रम एंड संस्कार बिकॉज देयर आर सम डिवोटीज दोज कैन बी कंसीडर्ड एज राइट विंग और ऑर्थोडॉक्स दे आर very much in favor of them they are actively preaching in favor of them and there are some who are saying they are not required many devotees are saying that varnashram has to be implemented that was Prabhupada's this thing 50% work but you gave explanation though it was not like that so it is not clear what Prabhupada said so my this thing was there can you give some examples of this thing our from the scriptures including okay, those devotees who were like householders but they would not perform their samskaras or who they would perform a Vaishnav samskaras or they would
theek hai ek cheez main batata hu iska aap explanation dijiye bro ji
yeah
oh advaita acharya ne shraddha par ko haridas thakur ko diya
yeah
to uska explanation bataiye
No, but you are saying that we are not supposed to perform Shraddha. That is different thing. We accept that Vaishnavas can be accepted. But like there was discussion, one devotee came in our Radha Gopinath Mandir only. He was from South India and he was stressing that we have to perform Shraddha. We cannot sponsor a Sunday feast and accept it as a substitute for Shraddha. And there was some discussion, some Mataji were saying, no, we can do that. And she was quoting something and other thing was there. So that discussion always there. So, can you give example that the devotees didn't perform only? That is different. That is a small thing and it can be accepted. That is not performing their this thing, samskaras.
Nahin, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very clear about it. He told his disciples not to do it. I mean, if he is not an authority, then I don't have anything to prove. I have nothing to tell, actually. So,
did Bhagavad Gita say not to perform samskaras?
I mean, मैं आपको भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर का राइटिंग्स में से मैं आपको दिखाऊंगा तो वो आपको चलेगा क्या?
Yeah, you can give example. You can show.
In Bhaktya Loka, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur writes these Dashavida samskaras are meant for karma adhikar. It is meant for people who are in the platform of karma. It is not meant for those who are in the platform of bhakti. So I will show you. And of course, there is a long presentation that I had prepared for whom is some varnashram meant for. Like say, for example, there is no, even in Bhagavad Gita, there is a, you know, yastu atmarati revasyat atmatriptascha manava atmanyeva hi santushto tasya karna vidyate. Krishna says, one who is qualified for jnana, tasya karyam na vidyate. He has no need to perform any varnashram duties. Even in Bhagavad.
Yeah, so that, what I understand is what he's describing a person like someone like Madhavan Puri, who is completely satisfied, doesn't need anything from outside. For him, nothing applies. So that is acceptable. But for a person who is living a normal life, almost like any other person, apart from that, he is giving some time for bhakti. But how is he beyond all the scriptures, rules and regulations? That is what.
Prabhuji, aisa nahi hai. Nahin, he is not beyond scriptural rules. He has to follow the scriptural rules of bhakti shastra. Bhakti shastra mein jo diya hai, uske anus ko chalna padega. Jisko karma adhikar hai, wo dharma shastron ke anusar chalna padega. जिसको ज्ञान अधिकार है वो ज्ञान शास्त्रों के अनुसार चलना पड़ेगा. लाइक से फॉर एग्जाम्पल दिस वर्स आई विल शो यू, ये मैं आपको दिखाता हूं. ये 11th कैंटो कृष्ण टीचिंग टू उद्धव. सो ही सेज अंडर व्हाट सर्कमस्टेंस शुड वन प्रैक्टिस वर्णाश्रम ड्यूटीज. ओके, सो ही सेज तावत कर्माणि कुर्वीत न निर्व्येत यावता मत्कता श्रवणादौवा श्रद्धा यावन न जायते. तो इससे सो न निर्विद्येत यावता, एज लॉन्ग एज वन इज नॉट सेशिएटेड बाय फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटी. सो दिस इज एक्चुअल एज पर द आचार्य एक्सप्लेनेशन, दिस इज द क्वालिफिकेशन फॉर ज्ञान योग. ओके, मत कथा श्रवणादौ वा श्रद्धा, और एज लॉन्ग एज वन हैज नॉट डेवलप्ड फेथ इन द प्रोसेस ऑफ श्रवणम कीर्तनम, दिस इज द क्वालिफिकेशन फॉर भक्ति योग. तावत कर्माणि कुर्वीत, टिल देन वन हैज टू एक्ट अकॉर्डिंग टू द रेगुलेटिव प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ वेद जंक्शन. तो विच इज वर्णाश्रम ड्यूटीज. तो वर्णाश्रम ड्यूटीज एज इट इज आर एक्सपेक्टेड टू बी फॉलोड बाय पीपल who has either developed a qualification for Jnana Yoga, which is complete detachment, or faith in the process of Bhakti Yoga, which is the qualification for Bhakti. So if one has neither developed detached from this material world, nor developed taste for practicing Bhakti Yoga, then they are conducted by the rules of Varna and Ashram. So this is a verse
that should include people like myself, because we have just theoretical some this thing ki okay bhakti should be done and that neither detachment is there nor actual taste is there, so should be followed. That is what my understanding is.
Nahin, detachment aapko detached, that is the qualification for jnana. Aapko to you have faith in bhakti, you have taste in bhakti na
prabhu. But our activities, like whatever we are doing, majority of time we are earning money with the desire ki okay with that money I will enjoy, but we may at least I may justify it. No, I have to maintain my family and I have to use it for service of the devotee, but ultimately what I am doing is what like anyone else is doing. So it is not a transcendental activity. Like someone suppose Jayanand Prabhu was doing that, he was earning only for the temple, So that becomes a different thing. But a person who is living in a normal life, I think he should follow. That is my understanding there.
Nahin,
like live like a social person.
Prabhuji, yeah. Performing, you know, if performing one's this thing, occupation, yeah. is not necessarily it. Oh, bhakti ke andar bhi aa sakta hai, varnashram ke andar bhi aa sakta hai. I am not telling that a person should not, a devotee should not engage in actually performing occupation. Traditionally, that has always been there. But the point is, with what mood that occupation is performed. Like, abhi aap varnashram bol rahe hain, Prabhuji. Main aapko ek simple sa prashna poochta hoon. Aapka varna kya hai, Prabhu?
One, we are supposed to be a shudra.
We nahi, Prabhuji.
Anyone who is doing a job, anyone who is doing a job is supposed to be shudra because
no, Prabhuji, nahi. This is a very easy way of escaping. First thing, aapke gun ke anusar aapka varna investigation kiya hai kya?
Nahi, my nature is not of what I am doing.
Prabhuji, aapka nature, yeah. main pooch raha hoon. From qualified pool, did you try to find out your varna?
No, I didn't try to.
Why you did not, Prabhu? I will tell you now. Dharma Shastra ke anusar, Dharma Shastra bol raha hai, main aapko batata hoon abhi. Because, and I hope you will implement it. Dharma Shastra says, or even Bhagavad Gita says, that Shreyan Swadharmo Viguna Paradharmo Swanushtikat Swadharmehi Nidhanam Shreyaha Paradharmo Bayavaha. It says that you should find out your Varna and engage only in an occupation that is according to your own. If you are doing someone else's Dharma, Abhi Loknath Prabhu, main aapko puchta hoon, if you go to a qualified person and finds out your varna, if he says, Prabhuji, Lokanath Prabhu, aapka varna Brahman hai. Okay?
Yeah.
So, will you give up your ophthalmology practice and start begging?
No. Actually, there are two topics are being discussed. One is varnashram, one is sanskara. So, basically...
Prabhuji, ek minute.
Yeah.
First thing.
Varnashram is very complicated and very difficult to implement.
No. Prabhuji, abhi samskaras bhi, aapko main ek cheez batata hoon. Samskar is... Aapko kya lag raha hai? Sabko ek hi samskar lag raha hai kya? Sab samskar varna ke anusar hai. All samskaras are exactly according to one's varna. Huh? So, at least if you have studied the Dharma Shastras, you will understand there is no universal samskara. Sab wo vivaha samskar bhi ho, ya garbhadana samskar ho, ya koi bhi samskar ho, wo varna ke anusar exact vidhi wo change hota hai. So now, let me complete.
Yeah, yeah.
So the point is, first thing, if you have to choose, if you are convinced that you have to follow the Dharma Shastras, then the point is, first thing, if you are performing an occupation which is not according to varna, you are actually engaged in sinful activities.
Yes,
this is the teaching. So basically, if you don't know what your varna is, and you have not bothered to even find out what your varna is, then there is a very likely chance that you are actually engaging in sinful activities.
No, so actually, sinful only. Doctor's job is sinful only. Because it is sin only.
Ah,
because in Vedic times, no one would charge for treating patients. So it is very sinful job only.
Wohi bol raha hoon main, Prabhuji. Wohi bol raha hoon. So abhi, if our profession itself is actually sinful. And the second thing is, the samskaras are also according to one's varna only. So if one does not know one's varna, then what samskara will he do? Kaun sa Brahman ka samskar karun? या क्षत्रिय का संस्कार करूं, वैश्य का संस्कार करूं, या शूद्र का संस्कार करूं, कौन संस्कार करूं? अभी वर्ण ही पता नहीं है, पर हम वर्णाश्रम के बारे में बोल रहे हैं. वी वॉन्ट टू फॉलो वर्णाश्रम रूल्स, बट रूल्स ऑफ विच वर्ण? इफ यू नॉट नो विच वर्ण वी बिलोंग टू, देन विच वर्णास रूल, विच संस्कार वी आर गोइंग टू फॉलो?
But Prabhu, this Vivah Sanskar and Antim Sanskar, even devotees, what they do, it's common for everyone.
वो
It's
भी
not
बोल
that
प्रभु जी
they have different.
नहीं, वो संस्कार कॉमन है, संस्कार का विधि कॉमन नहीं है. आप, मैं एक चीज बताता हूं लोकनाथ प्रभु, आप तो अयोध्या में है, यू आर इन अयोध्या, यू फाइंड आउट पीपल ये कर्मकांडीय संस्कार में निपुण है, उनको जाके आप मिलके, आई अंडरस्टैंड दैट यू मे नॉट हैव टाइम टू स्टडी द धर्म शास्त्रस, बट एटलीस्ट फाइंड आउट दीज पीपल हु परफॉर्म दीज काइंड ऑफ संस्कारस एंड फाइंड आउट फ्रॉम देम, ये जो संस्कार का जो विधि है वर्ण के अनुसार चेंज होता है कि सब वर्णों का एक ही संस्कार रहता है, वो आप एक बार पूछ के, सो दैट यू फाइंड आउट. सो द पॉइंट इज ना प्रभु, दिस इज वेयर द प्रॉब्लम इज. Everyone is convinced that we have to follow dharma, but the point is they don't understand that dharma is according to their adhikar. While everyone is convinced dharma should be followed, no one should take that trouble to find out what their adhikar is. Adhikar ke anusar dharma should be followed. So that is the point. If I am not against anyone following Varnashram, as long as at least they bother to find out what their Varna is and they are willing to perform an occupation according to their Varna, then the whole question of samskaras and everything come. But if someone says Varnashram and says, I don't know my Varna, then there is no question of having a discussion only actually. Because all the other duties, samskaras, the prescribed duties and everything is according to one's varna only. So first they should know what their varna is.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Hare Krishna. Shyamali Mataji.
Yeah, so Prabhuji, there is this practical aspect that we face that whenever we are doing bhakti, it is always better that we do something that is according to our nature. And if this helps, you know, if this Varnashram concept helps, I think astrology is able to tell you what your inclination is or your nature is. And if that is, you know, if it is termed as Varna, you know, as okay, roughly, you know, if your nature is Brahminical or Kshatriya, or and if it will help you perform your bhakti in a better manner. So what is wrong in that, Prabhuji, then?
Well, then, see, I mean, within the realm of bhakti, there is no, there is nothing stops you from engaging in a profession or a limb of devotional service of your nature and liking. Who is stopping?
Yeah, that so is, that is always knowing your varna. No, see, finding out your nature and understanding your own, that is a process in itself. So if people choose to not go through the, you know, Western psychology way or whatever, personality analysis, and if they want to go the Indian way, the Varnashram way, know your Varna. So then
that is perfectly fine. That is, yeah, you find out your nature and engage in a profession according to your nature. But we should understand that if your qualification is karma, then you engage in a profession which is not according to your varna, then that is sinful activity. But for a devotee, he may choose a particular varna, occupation according to his varna, but it may not be very conducive for his devotional service. So he may make little bit compromise, and it's an occupation which may not exactly be according to his varna, but at the same time, it may be a little bit conducive for his devotional service. So in that case, if a devotee, it is not sinful. Because a devotee, see, the point is we think that devotees need not follow rules. This is not true. I am not telling this. Devotees should follow rules. But which rules? And which book? devotees should follow rules which are devotional rules and which are given in the Bhakti Shastras. So it's not that devotees are not governed by rules. And even within the realm of devotional service, you can always definitely accept a profession, accept a service, accept a limb of devotional service which is according to your nature, which is perfectly fine. And for that, if you have to do something to exactly find out your nature, you can find. So,
yes, Prabhuji. So my understanding was that when the majority of devotees are speaking about Varnashram, this is practically the purpose that they are putting it, you know, mostly.
But they
even
do not
using
know.
Astrology, if you find out your Varna, if you find out your, yes, you had mentioned earlier also for yes, Prabhuji. For understanding your psychophysical nature, if you use astrology, that was okay, you had said, right?
Yeah, but in one sense, understand your nature. If you're a little bit introspective also, you can understand. I mean, you don't need really just because we should understand that just that this whole process of astrology itself can be a little addictive. So it has that aspect.
Anything
of being
can
addictive.
Be addictive, Prabhuji. Anything can be addictive. Even if trying to find out your nature with your own. Because for some people, it's just, you know, the setup is more comfortable to go through the Indian way. They may not be able to think independently, deeply or introspectively. So it is better.
As long as you don't use it as a predictive tool. Because I'm not telling that astrology is not a predictive tool. It is a predictive tool. It is meant in that way only. But for those whose lives are controlled by karma. But for devotees whose lives are not controlled by karma, astrology should not be used as a predictive tool. So, but generally, if you go to astrology to understand nature, you might as well use it for as a predictive tool also. Because, you can always say that someone can get intoxicated with water also. But, theoretically, which is true, you know, at some level, one may get intoxicated with water also. But then definitely water is not classified as an intoxicant in one sense, right? So, so that way, we have to understand. I mean, that is why we elaborately went through that exercise of, you know, understanding the relevance of astrology in our devotional realm. But yes, to understand one's nature, it's fine. One can use astrology, but generally the chance is that one may not stop there. Then as long as one can take precaution in that aspect, it's fine, no problem.
Yes, thank you.
Hare Krishna. Okay, there is something in the an astrologer in Mayapur is very famous, told me that he will not be able to predict astrology for a devotee Vaishnava. I mean, this Maharaj has also told, you know, we discussed Maharaj's meeting with an astrologer and, that conversation Maharaj had shared in one of his classes where he clearly told that he's one of the greatest astrologers from India, and he told that I cannot predict I may predict something, but it will not come true for devotees because you are dependent on Krishna, like that. Anyway, this is the point that, but it's not that when I say, or when the Shastras say that devotees need not follow the Varnashram rules, it does not mean that devotees are beyond rules. Please get it right. This is not true. But just that different shastras are meant for people, for regulating the lives of different categories of people. The Dharma Shastras are there for regulating the lives of those who have karma nishta. And the Jnana Shastras are there for regulating the lives of those who are with Jnana Nishta. And the yoga shastras are there for regulating the lives of those people who have yoga nidra. And bhakti shastras are there to regulate the lives of those who have accepted the path of bhakti. So we don't say that devotees are beyond rules. They are beyond the rules of dharma shastra. But they are not beyond the rules of bhakti shastra. Okay. So therefore, please don't get me wrong. I'm not telling that devotees are beyond rules. But we have to follow the dharma shastra. We don't have to follow the rules of the dharma shastra. That is very clear actually. Because if that was the case, Prabhupada would have translated at least one of the dharma shastras. Forget about Prabhupada, then any of our previous acharyas would have translated or expounded or commented upon at least one of the dharma shastras. Not a single acharya has touched not a single book of dharma shastra, which are have spoken none. They have not spoken about it at all. Which means there must be some reason to it, and there is ample explanation also to it, right? So, like anyway. So we can, there is no end to it. We can keep discussing on this topic, but I think let's move on. Krishna says, Yavan artha udapane sarvatah samplutodake tavan sarveshu vedesho brahmanasya vijanatah. Understand, my dear Arjuna, that if one has taken shelter of Bhagavan or the process of bhakti, then for such a person, anything that he wants to accomplish by karma, jnana, yoga can be accomplished just by bhakti. Okay. So here, then he says, the next famous verse, you all know this verse, often quoted verse, karmanyevadikaraste maafaleshu kadachana ma karma falahetur bhur mate sangostva karmani. So he says, karmani eva adhikaraste. So he says, you have qualification for prescribed work. Okay. Ma phaleshu kadachana. But you are not entitled for the results of the work. Which means, which result? So he is telling, karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. Means here Krishna is telling, O Arjuna, now you are qualified for Nishkama Karma Yoga. Actually, you should understand, Arjuna is a pure devotee. Okay. Arjuna is a pure devotee. And none of the 700 verses of Srimad Bhagavad Gita is meant for Arjuna. Okay. None of the 700 verses which come in the form of an instruction are meant for him. Because instructions are meant for people who do not have a natural inclination for following anything. No one needs to be instructed to eat. They will naturally eat when they feel hungry. No one needs to be instructed to drink water. They will naturally drink water. Okay. Instructions are needed where there is no natural inclination to do something. So we have to understand Arjuna, this whole episode of Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, it is all for the benefit of people who may not have a natural inclination either to practice karma yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti yoga, anything. But Arjuna is a perfected devotee. Naturally, he would naturally worship Krishna's lotus feet. Toyi me ananya vishaya matir madhupate asakrit ratim udvahata dadda gange vogam udanvati. Just like Arjuna's mind would naturally flow to the lotus feet of Krishna. So Arjuna need not be instructed even to perform bhakti yoga. In Bhagavad Gita, the instructions of performing bhakti yoga, even that is not meant for Arjuna. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati तदहं भक्ति उपहृतम अश्नामी प्रयत्मनः मन्मना भवो मद्भक्तो मद्याजि माम नमस्कुरु. None of these verses are meant for Arjuna. And even this verse, karmanyeva adhikaraste mahaphalesh padachana, even though this is spoken in the form of an induction to Arjuna, but one should not think Arjuna is a nishkama karma yogi. Arjuna is a perfected devotee. Okay. But this whole episode of Bhagavad Gita is presented in such a way that Arjuna is made as the common student, as a prototype student, and Krishna has taken the role of the prototype teacher to teach all kinds of practitioners. There is instruction for Sakama Karma Yoga spoken to Arjuna. Huh? So he says that, what is that? Tova prapsasi swargam jitvava bokshase mahim. Tasmad yogaya yujyasva, Krishna says. Arjuna, if you fight and win, you will get the kingdom. If you fight and loot, you will lose, you will get swarga. Therefore, fight. So this is an instruction to a Sakama Karma Yogi, but given to Arjuna. And here Krishna says, karmanyevadikaraste ma phaleshu kadaj, ma karma phalahetur mate sangu svakarmani. O Arjuna, your adhikar is to fight, is to perform your duty, but not try to enjoy the fruit of your duty. This is an instruction to a nishkama karma yogi, but given to Arjuna. Right? Later, Krishna gives some instruction to a jnana yogi, but to Arjuna. And then later he gives some instructions to an ashtanga yogi, but given to Arjuna. Tasmad yogi bhavana, Krishna says. Karmibhyascha tapasvibhyodiko yogi karmibhyascha kodikaha tasmad yogi bhavarjuna, he says. So he says, you become a yogi, he says. Okay. That is an instruction to an ashtanga yogi, but given to Arjuna. And later Krishna says, manmanavabhu madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. These are instructions for a bhakti, but given to Arjuna. So who is Arjuna? Is he a practicing karma yogi, practicing sakama karma yogi, nishkama karma yogi, jnana yogi, ashtanga yogi, bhakti yogi? Which one? None of these. He is a prema bhakta. A prema bhakta does not perform the activity based on instruction. A prema bhakta performs his activities based on love. So Arjuna is not dependent on any one of the 700 verses. Bhagavad Gita is not meant for Arjuna. So that is why even Shankaracharya says, सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दोग्धा गोपाल नंदन पार्थो वत्सह सुधीर भोक्ता दुग्धम गीतामृतम महत. He says, सर्वोपनिषदो गावो, all the Upanishads are compared to cows. दोग्धा गोपालन, the milkman is Gopal. पार्थो वत्सह, Arjuna is compared to a calf. Sudhir Bhokta, but the Bhokta, Bhokta means the enjoyer. The real enjoyer of the milk of Gita are the people, are the common people who accept the teachings of Gita. Sudhir Bhokta, Dugdham Gita Amritam Mahat, the milk is Bhagavad Gita. So Arjuna is used only to inspire cow of the Upanishads to give their essence, milk. Cow will give milk only if she touches the calf. Because the milk of the cow is a natural manifestation of her motherly love for the calf. So Arjuna, being a dear devotee of Krishna, Arjuna is like the calf. And the cow of the Upanishad see a devotee like Arjuna, naturally they give the essence. And what And why not if the milkman is Krishna himself? So, but the real beneficiary of that milk is Arjuna. The real beneficiary of that milk are common people. So, in that whole episode, Krishna makes Arjuna a practicing Sakama Karma Yogi, a practicing Nishkama Karma Yogi, a practicing Jnana Yogi, a practicing Ashtanga Yogi, a practicing Bhakti Yogi, and gives all these kinds of instructions to Arjuna when Arjuna does not need any instructions to follow. Arjuna is a perfected devotee. He follows pure devotional service purely based on love and not based on instructions. So therefore, when here Krishna is telling Arjuna, karmanyevadikaraste ma phaleshu kadachanam. Oh, Arjuna, you have qualification for prescribed work. One should not tell, oh, very clear, you see. Krishna ne clearly bol diya, Arjun to karma yogi hai, wo bhakti yogi nahi hai. I mean, elsewhere, Krishna calls Arjuna as bhakti yogi only. Manmanabhava madbhakto, he says. So, he says, here he says that you have qualification for prescribed work, but not the results of the work. Ma karma phala hetur bhuhu, do not be the cause of results of work. Ma te sangostu karmani, and do not be attached to not doing work or doing sinful work. So, which means, agar, so basically what is Krishna telling? Oh, Arjuna, aapke varna aur ashram ke anusar jo aapka vihit karma hai, usko hi karo. Kisi aur ka karma ko mat karo. Or don't be attached to not doing your duty also. If your varna is a brahmana, don't take money for your profession. Live your life by begging. If your varna is a brahmana, and if you do not live your life by begging, and if you do the job of someone else's varna, agar aap ek kshatriya ka duty karenge, ya vaishya ka duty karenge, ya shudra ka duty karenge, jo aapko alag se kuch paap karma karne ka jarurat hi nahi hai. Aapka jo profession hai, wohi paap karma hai aapke liye. This is how strict the rules of varna and ashrama are. So this is what he is telling here. Karmanyevadikaraste ma phalesh kadachana. Oh Arjuna, you are qualified for performing your karma, but don't aspire for the fruits of that karma. Ma karma phala hetur, but don't be the cause of the risk of your work by thinking that you are the doer. So if you say, if someone says, don't be attached to the fruits, then the natural inclination is, then main kaam bhi nahi karunga. Fruit bhi nahi chahiye, kaam bhi nahi karunga. That is the natural inclination for a person. So therefore he says, mate sangostu akarmani, do not be attached to not doing your work. That also you don't do. And do not engage in sinful work also. Like that, he says. So, here, Srila Bhakti Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, the Lord wanted to speak about the processes of Jnana, Bhakti, and Karma Yoga to Arjuna, who was his dear friend. Okay. Bhaktosime saka cheti rahasyam hiyetaduttamam. Ye to pehle hi bol chuke the. You know, or he tells later. Right. So, he says, the Lord wanted to speak about the process of Jnana, Bhakti and Karma Yoga to Arjuna, who was his dear friend. Having spoken of Jnana and Bhakti Yoga, the Lord then considered that these two were not suitable for Arjuna. Right now, Arjuna should be qualified for Nishkama Karma Yoga. Thus, he now speaks of Nishkama Karma Yoga. You are qualified for works. Works here refers to Varnashram duties. But those who crave the results are very impure in consciousness. But you have an almost pure heart. I can say this about you since I know you. तो मतलब ही सेज दैट डोंट एस्पायर फॉर फ्रूट का मतलब क्या है, मतलब तुच्छ फल का आसक्ति को छोड़ दो, गिव अप अटैचमेंट फॉर मेटीरियल फ्रूट्स दैट यू कैन गेट बाय परफॉर्मिंग योर वर्णाश्रम ड्यूटीज, तुच्छ फल का आसक्ति छोड़ दो, ऊंचा फल का आसक्ति को मत छोड़ो, दैट इज वॉट ही इज इंडिकेटिंग. सो ए निष्काम कर्मयोगी इज इंस्पायर्ड टू एस्पायर फॉर द फ्रूट ऑफ लिबरेशन. वेन यू कैन अटेन लिबरेशन बाय परफॉर्मिंग योर प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटीज, वाई सेटल फॉर मेटीरियल फ्रूट्स बाय परफॉर्मिंग योर प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटीज. वेन यू कैन अचीव एक्चुअली लिबरेशन, वेन लिबरेशन इज पॉसिबल बाय प्रैक्टिसिंग यू नो योर वर्णाश्रम ड्यूटीज, वाई सेटल फॉर दिस लोअर फ्रूट्स. दैट्स व्हाट ही सेज. सो देयरफॉर व्हेन कृष्णा सेज कर्मण्येवाधिकारस्ते मा फलेषु कदाचन, डोंट एस्पायर फॉर फ्रूट्स, ही सेज डोंट एस्पायर फॉर मेटीरियल फ्रूट्स. यू नो यू कैन गो टू स्वर्ग ऑल्सो बाय परफेक्टली परफॉर्मिंग योर प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटीज एंड यू कैन अचीव लिबरेशन ऑल्सो, बट इफ यू आर अटैच टू the fruit of swarga, then you will be bereft of the higher fruit of liberation. So don't perform your prescribed duty by being attached to the lower fruit of swarga and other such material things. That's what Krishna is indicating here. Okay. So, but Arjuna may say, अरे अभी कर्म करूंगा तो कुछ तो फल का अपेक्षा रखते ही करूंगा ना. यू नो इफ आई डू सम एक्शंस I will expect some result from it. How can you say that I should not expect any result? So he says, by doing an action with a desire for a certain result, a person becomes the cause of that result. But you should not act in that manner. I give you that blessing, Krishna says. And do not become attracted to the non-performance of your duty or in doing sin. Rather, you should hate doing that. I give you that blessing also. So Krishna says, don't be attached to not performing your duty also. Okay. And don't be attached to performing sinful activities, which means duty which is not prescribed to you according to your karma, according to your dharma. Okay, according to your dharma. Don't be attached to performing a duty which is not according to your dharma. So if you are a Brahmana, don't try to perform the duty of a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Shudra. That is what he is indicating here. So, but however, you will see in the next chapter, Arjuna will say, my intelligence is bewildered by these equivocal words. Vyamishrenaiva vakyena buddhir mohaya sivame. Tad ekam vada nishchitya yena shreyoham apniyan. Krishna says, or Arjuna says, Krishna, कृष्णा आप एक तरफ में बोल रहे हो कि कर्म करो और एक तरफ में बोल रहे हो कि यू नो ज्ञान के प्रति यू नो ध्यान दो, फोकस ऑन ज्ञान. व्हाट व्हाट एम आई सपोज टू डू, आई एम नॉट एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड. सो दिस अपेरेंट लैक ऑफ कनेक्शन बिटवीन द प्रीवियस एंड लेटर स्टेटमेंट शुड बी अंडरस्टूड टू बी इंटेंशनल, हैविंग अ पर्पस. सो ही सेज जस्ट एज आई स्टैंड एज योर चैरिटियर awaiting your order, you also await my order. On this battlefield, I am your charioteer, you are my master, and I am awaiting your order. But now, I have taken the role of a master, I have the role of a teacher, and you have accepted to be a student. Shishyasteham shadimam tvam prapannam. You have mentioned, you have accepted me as your guru, so now you await my order. When the right time comes, I will tell you. So he says, one should see that Krishna and Arjuna actually had real agreement of mind. This is the most important statement. Please hear this carefully. One should see that Krishna and Arjuna actually had real agreement of mind. They had real agreement of mind. So they did not this was all a drama. The whole Bhagavad Gita exposition was a drama. When so many instructions were spoken Krishna to Arjuna, when none of those instructions were meant for Arjuna. This is the beauty, actually. So one should understand this. Anyway, so this is about this karmanyevadikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phalahetur ma te sangostva karmani. So at this point of instruction of Krishna to Arjuna, Arjuna is on the level of Nishkama Yoga, and therefore such an instruction is given to Arjuna here. Like that. So, okay, yes, Shyamali Mataji has a question.
Prabhuji, so in the beginning you had said that the ultimate conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita is Shuddha Bhakti, and you've taken that whole thing, right, of Bhagavatam. The common recommendation is also Shuddha Bhakti, and ultimate conclusion is also Shuddha Bhakti. And for Bhagavad Gita, you had said that ultimate conclusion is Shuddha Bhakti, and common recommendation is Pradhani Bhuta Bhakti, like predominantly Bhakti, but mixed. So is that only for Bhakti Adhikaris, or is it general?
Even in general, I would say, for a Bhakti Adhikari, for a Bhakti Adhikari, even the general recommendation cannot be Pradhani Bhuta Bhakti. For a Bhakti Adhikari, the only recommendation is Shuddha Bhakti only. So for general people only, if they have that Sukriti to understand, then clearly Bhakti, Bhagavad Gita really emphatically, for them they will be able to see Bhagavad Gita emphatically stressing Shuddha Bhakti. But if they lack that Sukriti and they are not able to see, if they are spiritually short-sighted, which means if their Sukriti count is not sufficient, then they may not be able to see that emphasis of Bhagavad Gita. So at least then for such people, Bhagavad Gita will seem to emphasize, Pradhani Bhuta Bhakti, like that. Is that okay, Mataji? Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Any quick comments before we move ahead to the next verse? Okay, if there is none, we will move ahead to the next verse. Okay. Yogastha kuru karmani sangam tyakvadhananjaya siddhya siddhayo samo bhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. So, he says, yogastha, being situated in this nishkama karma yoga, kuru karmani, perform your duties, sangam tyatva, by giving up attachment. Attachment means attachment to lower material fruits. Okay. So being situated in Nishkama Karma Yoga, perform your duties. Here duties means your varnashram duties. Perform your varnashram duties while giving up attachment for the lower material fruits. Siddhi asiddhayoho samo bhutva, and being equal to success and failure. O Dhananjaya, O conqueror of wealth. Samatvam yoga uchyate. Such equal mindedness is called yoga. He says, to be equipoised, to be not affected by the dualities, is actually called as yoga, he says. So with this verse, Krishna starts teaching the method of Nishkama Karma Yoga. How do you practice Nishkama Karma Yoga? So he says, acting in this way, seeing victory and defeat as equal, oh Arjuna, you should perform your duty of fighting. So which means I will fight only if I will win. Only if victory is guaranteed, I will fight. Otherwise, I will not fight. So give up these considerations. So what is the predominant mood of Nishkama Karma Yoga? The predominant mood of Nishkama Karma Yoga is actually Kartavya Buddhi. Ye mera kartavya hai, to karna hai. Sakama Karma Yoga ka kya hai? Of course, kartavya karna, ek mera kartavya hai, isliye karunga, but the additional impetus comes from the enjoyment that may come through fruits. So Sakama Karma Yoga mein, predominantly he wants to enjoy the fruits also, but he says that, look, you want to enjoy the fruit, but you at the same time you don't want to suffer, right? So try to enjoy the fruits by performing the proper duties according to the Shastra. Dharma Shastra ke anusar aap karma karo, and then you enjoy the fruits. So, but in Nishkama Karma Yoga, the predominant mode is Kartavya Buddhi. It is my duty, therefore I should do it. Okay. So this performance of Nishkama Karma Yoga transforms into Jnana Yoga. So when one performs Nishkama Karma Yoga, which means when one performs one's Varnashram duties with detachment. Okay. When one performs one's prescribed Varnashram duties with detachment, what it does is purification of heart. So when the heart becomes purified, purified of what? Purified of vasanas. Okay. Because what is it that defines a person as being a Brahmana or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Shudra? What is it that defines a person to be a Brahmana or Kshatriya or Vaishya or Shudras? It is the appropriate vasanas that he carries in his heart. So if he has lot of Sattvaguni vasanas, then he is Brahmana. If he has Sattvaguni mixed with Rajoguni, Kshatriya. If he has Rajoguni mixed with Tamoguni, Vaishya. Predominantly Tamoguni, Shudra. But when one practices, whatever may be the vasanas that one may have within the heart, if he is accepting a particular, according to his particular Varna and Ashrama, if he accepts particular prescribed duties, and he at some stage he starts performing those prescribed duties with detachment from the fruits, then what happens? Gradually this leads to purification of heart. When the heart becomes purified of the vasanas, then he is qualified for Jnana Yoga. Then he no longer has these Sattvaguni vasanas or Sattva plus Rajoguni vasanas or Rajas plus Tamoguni vasanas or purely Tamoguni vasanas. He does not have any of these vasanas. So therefore, there is no need for Varnashram duties. Because we should see, what is the purpose of Varnashram duties? Okay. The purpose of Varnashram duties, if you read through the Bhagavad Gita, whether it is Prabhupada's explanation or any other acharya's explanation, the purpose of Varnashram duties is to purify the heart. Purify the heart of material vasanas. So that is why a person who becomes qualified for jnana, he need not perform Varnashram duties, because jnana yoga ka jo adhikar hai, the qualification for jnana yoga is a pure heart. So only one whose heart has become completely pure, he can practice jnana yoga. And if his heart has become completely pure, then there is no need for Varnashram duties. Naiva tasya kritenartho kriteneha kaschana nachasya sarva bhuteshu kaschid artha vyapashraya. So Bhagavad Gita says, such a Jnana Yogi does not gain anything by performing, he does not lose anything by neglecting to perform his varnashram duties, like that it says. Now, someone may ask, अरे मान रहा हूं कि आप भक्ति योगी है, बट आपका हृदय क्या शुद्ध है क्या? इज योर हार्ट, यू आर अ साधका ओनली ना, कैन यू क्लेम योर हार्ट इज क्लीन ऑफ वासनास? नो. इफ योर हार्ट इज नॉट क्लीन ऑफ वासनास, देन हाउ कैन यू गिव अप वर्णाश्रम ड्यूटीज? बिकॉज द पर्पस ऑफ वर्णाश्रम ड्यूटीज इज टू द हार्ट ना. Now the question is, then what is the role of bhakti? Cheto darpana marjanam bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. Jo cheto darpana marjanam bhakti hai ki varnashram duty kar raha hai. What is the then jo adav shraddha atata sadhu sangha ato bhajana kriya ato anartha nivritti syat. That anartha nivritti is accomplished by bhakti or varnashram for a devotee. What is the teaching of the acharyas? चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम हरिनाम से होता है कि वर्णाश्रम से होता है भक्तों को? सो दीज आर थिंग्स, दीज आर थिंग्स. सो देन व्हाट अबाउट प्रभुपाद्स डिसाइपल्स हु केम फ्रॉम द वेस्ट? उनको जिनका वर्ण क्या है वो पता ही नहीं था, अभी भक्ति किए, तो क्या इज देयर अ चांस दैट दे वुड हैव अटेंड परफेक्शन और नॉट? So the point is that so the performance of Nishkama Karma Yoga transforms into Jnana Yoga, because by performing Varnashram with detachment, the heart becomes purified. And when the heart becomes purified of vasanas, then such a person becomes qualified for Jnana Yoga. So Jnana Yoga should be understood from the previous and latter portions of the work. So previous portion, second canto, in the previous sections, spoke about Jnana Yoga, and later also in the chapter, etc., there will be discussion of Jnana Yoga. So, therefore, this is a continuation of the previous verse when he says, Karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phala heturbur ma te sangostva karmani. So, don't attach to non-performing your prescribed duties or performing sinful activities. Perform karma with detachment, he says. And then he says, Yogastha. Yogastha means Nishkama Karma Yogastha. Stha means to be situated, be situated. So Yogastha means be situated in yoga. And the yoga that is being discussed right here is Nishkama Karma Yoga. So therefore, Yogastha means be situated in Nishkama Karma Yoga. Yogastha Kuru Karmani, being situated in this mood of Nishkama Karma Yoga, perform your prescribed duties, O Arjuna. Sangam tektva, while giving up attachment to the lower material fruits. Sangam tektva, dhananjaya, siddhi asiddhiyo samabhutva. So don't be attached to victory or defeat. Because you have to do it because ye mera kartavya hai, maanke karo. That is the mood of kartavya buddhi. Is the predominant mode of Nishkama Karma Yoga. Samatvam Yoga Uchyate. Ye jo samatva hai na, that's being equipoised in defeat and victory and defeat, this mood is actually the mood of Nishkama Karma Yoga. That's what he is indicating. Okay. Any quick comments, discussion points, questions, anything anyone would like to share, ask, add before we move on to the next verse? Anything? Yes, Shyamali Mataji.
Yes, Prabhuji. I just wanted to... Yeah, I just wanted to understand this Varnashram thing a little bit more. That you said... finding out your varna is based on the mode that you are in, right? Like mode of goodness, mode of passion. And so I thought varnas are based on your occupation. Like if an artist is probably a shudra or...
No, it is the other way around. The occupation has to be according to your nature, rather than rather than your nature will be, it's not that your nature will be decided by your occupation or your varna will be, I mean, of course, you can say that he is performing. If that was the case, then why in Bhagavad Gita there is so much about not doing someone else's duty? If it were the duty which defines varna, then why Krishna is again and again telling perform someone else's duty? You understand my point, Namati? Is it? I mean, am I making myself clear? Sukta says, don't do someone else's duty. Which means it is not duty which defines your varna. Huh? So rather, it is varna which defines your duty. So your guna defines your varna and your varna defines your duty. Because if you have a particular kind of impurity in your heart, then by performing those particular duties in a detached way, then that impurities will be purified. So if you have...
Like what would be an example then if you have if you're in the mode of goodness, there's nothing to be purified probably, right?
No. You have to be purified of goodness.
Right.
You have to be purified of goodness, no? Material goodness.
Okay. And if... No, I mean, what I wanted to ask is if somebody is an artist and that artist is predominantly in mode of goodness. So... can an artist varna or a laborer's varna for that matter, you know, can that be, it's confusing, right?
Well, I'm asking you, don't tell artist. Then my question, is he an artist by nature or by profession?
Somebody who has an inclination to design, to be an artist.
Okay. So that may be one of the indicators which defines varna. That may be one of the indicators. Like say, for example, there are Ekalavya. Ekalavya had a penchant for archery. He had the skill of archery and he had the capacity also. And everything of archery, but he was not a Kshatriya. So it is not just skill that defines whether it's not just skill that defines whether someone is someone belongs to a particular varna or not. There are many other factors which define what are the predominant modes. Because even if you're talking about artist, because if you see the kind of art also. An art can also be done in different modes, right? So there can be art done in mode of goodness, art in mode of passion, art in mode of ignorance also. So therefore, you cannot define by default what is seen as, every artist is a particular varna. In modern context, this cannot be accepted that way, actually. So it is not just purely inclination. But definitely inclination is one of the parameters, but it is not the only parameter. There are other things also. So therefore, it is the predominant mode within the heart which defines the varna, and that varna then defines his prescribed duty. What should be his profession? Because this profession, these duties and everything, that is the right medicine to purify his heart of that particular contamination that he has in the particular modes. So, like that. Does it make sense, Madhu?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. Any final point, question, comment, anything before we wind up for the day? It's already 9:30. Okay. So, thank you all very much for your patient listening, and I am sorry if I spoke a bit aggressively today. I was just trying to make my point, but But so please, I apologize, especially Loknath Prabhu, if I spoke something inappropriate or in an inappropriate way. I apologize. I was just trying to make a point. So anyway, so we will continue this discussion next Friday, hopefully, Krishna willing. So thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Pad ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.